Here on the Mishnah, Chof Heimed Beis. Behema Gasa, a very large animal, a cow, a horse, donkey, Niknes Bimisira. Rashi understands that this means that Behema Gasa Niknes Bimisira Bilvad, only Mesira, to the exclusion of any kind of kinyan besides that. So the owner of the cow, the owner of the horse, gives over to the kone the reins, or maybe he grabs the hair of the animal, whatever it is, he's most of the animal. That's in the case of behema gas, behema daka, a smaller animal, sheep and the like, is bagba. Hagba means that meshicha doesn't work, but hagba works. Hagba is a more profound kind of maisa kinyan. And it's Olchoch, it's Bailus. Rashi says that it's not a derech to be molech the animal by Mashiach in these cases. Chachom omrim behema daka niknes b'mashiach. However, the first opinion is that of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lezer. They exclude a kinyan Meshicha in the case of the behema daka. The Chachamim, however, say the behema daka is niknes b'meshicha, and kol shekein, how much more so behagba. The Mishnah ends with this discussion, with this debate, with regard to a behema daka. The Gemara itself quotes a dea that disagrees with the Mishnah with regard to a behema gasa, because what we have in a behema gasa is mesira, and as we said before, only mesira. Darash Rav Bikimchunya. Rav gave a halachic discourse in a city called Kimchunya. Behema gasa niknes b'meshicha. That not only is a behema gasa niknes b'mesira, but even b'meshicha, whereas the shita of the Mishnah, the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, meaning with regard to behema gasa, is that mesira alone is a kinyan, not meshicha. Ashkechinu Shmuel Lisalmide de Rav. Shmuel had an encounter with the Talmidim of Rav. Amar Lahu, he asked them, "Me Amar Rav, behema gasa niknes b'meshicha, v'anan b'mesira tnan." How could it be? Is it true that Rav made this statement to the effect that behema gasa can be niknes b'meshicha when the Mishnah says mesira? For Rav Nami b'mesira Omar. Rav himself, I know, used to tell us, and it was quite common for him to review this halacha, that behema gasa niknes b'mesira. Hadar be'me'ahi. Perhaps it's true that Rav changed his mind. At one point he believed that behema gasa niknes b'mesicha, but he reversed that opinion. The Gemara says, "Hu diomar ki hai tana." Not necessarily, Rav didn't have to reverse his decision based on the Mishnah, because there is an opinion amongst the Tanoim quoted in a Braisa to the effect that behema gasa niknes b'meshicha. In Desanya, the Chacham Omrim zu v'zu, meaning not only behema daka but even behema gasa niknes b'meshicha. So again, as far as Mashiach is concerned, we do have the Shita, the Chachamim, and our Mishnah, the Behema Daka Niknes B'Mashiach, excuse me. And this Braisa goes a step further and tells me even a Behema Gasa is Niknes B'Mashiach. That's according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he has a more extreme and circumscribed view of Kinyonim. He says, Zo v'zo, whether it's Behema Gasa, Behema Daka, is niknes behagba, meaning only hagba. So just to summarize, according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah, Behema Gasa is nikneis b'mesira, whereas Daka is nikneis b'agbah. The Chacham in the Mishnah say that Behema Gasa nikneis b'mesira, and in that sense they agree with Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, but as far as Daka is concerned, they have a kinyan Mashicha in addition to Hagbah. Then we have the two opinions here in this Braisa. According to Chacham in the Braisa, Behema Gasa and Behema Daka are both nikneis b'mashicha. And according to Rav Shimon in the Braisa, both of them are nikneis only with Hagbah. The drush of Rav and Kimchunia would reflect the sheet of the Chachamim in this Braisa, that Behema Gasa nikneis b'mashicha. Maskif la Rav Yosef Elameat appeal the Rabbi Shimon Bamei Yikne, since according to Rav Shimon a Behema Gasa can only be nikneis with Hagbah. How do you achieve Hagbah in the case of an elephant? Omale Abaye. Abaye answers, B'chalip and Enochinami, there is no Kenyan Yad, there is no Kenyan Hagbah with regard to an elephant, but you do have the possibility of King Chalipin, because Chalipin has the power of working both for Metaltalin and Karka. So the Mocher, the Makne, will receive some sort of an object from the Kone. He makes a Mashiach on that object, and in lieu of receiving that object, he's Makne the peel to the Kone. Inami, the Gemara has another possibility, be Socheres Makomo. You can be Kona a peel through a Kenyan Chatzer. So you Makne, the Makne who's transferring ownership over this elephant, also gives a Makom to the Kona. And since the now, it's not clear to me whether or not this is a Kenyan Agav or a Kenyan Chotzer. It seems here, based on a sugya later on, that this peel is not being nicknamed b'chotzer, because there's a whole issue with a karka schura, if I rent out land, whether that could serve as a Kenyan Chotzer. In any event, there is a shita quoted here that this Kenyan here is a Chotzer, but the general view seems to be we're talking about a Kenyan Agav. So you could be Makne, the peel, Agav Karka. And that's according to Abaye. Rav Zera Amar, you know what, there's another way of being Kona peel through Hagbah Mamish. And how is that? Mevi Arba Kalim Umeinicham tachas raglov. When the peel climbs up on these four kalim, then the kone acquires ownership on the peel. Now, if we assume that we're talking about kinyan chotzer here, then I would have to tell you that these kalim are in the reshus of the kone, and therefore chatzeru shel adam kone lo. The Gemara says, but wait a minute, these kalim, even if they belong to the lokeach, are located in the area that's owned by the mocher, because that's where he keeps his elephant. Shema mina. Let's derive from this statement of Rabbi Zera that kalim shel lokeach b'reshus mocher kone lokeach. That even if the Kona brings his Kalim into the Rishus of the Mocher, he could still be Kona. And perhaps what it means is that he cannot be Kona B'Toras Chotzer, because it's in the Rishus of the Mocher. But once the Chefetz goes into what would be a Chotzer of the Kona, it leaves the Rishus of the Mocher. And again, the kalim are still located in the reshus of the mocher, but the chefetz is the ownership over the chefetz is acquired by the buyer, because the chayfetz, in this case the peel, is inside his kelim, and even though the kelim themselves are in the shus and the mocher, nevertheless we view the kelim as a separate entity, and it's as if these kelim were a separate chatzer. So again, even though as a general rule, for a chatzer to be kona, it has to enter into the chatzer of the buyer, the one who's acquiring ownership, the kona. Here, the kelim are in the chatzer of the mocher, but nevertheless, we have one man di omar, the Sugya in Babasra, the kelim shel lokeach b'shus mocher, kona lokeach, that we view the kelim almost as a separate entity, as a separate chatzer. The Gemara says that that's not necessarily what Rav Zeira had in mind. What happens is, on the outskirts, the outer boundaries of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there's an area called the Simta, and nobody owns that area. It's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's kind of no man's land, and anyone could use that area and make it into his rishus on a temporary basis and be kona there. So the lokeach put his kelim there in the simta, and those kelim now can function as a chatzer. When the elephant climbs onto the kelim, the lokeach is kona in the simta. Inami bechavili zmoros is another way of being kona an elephant, and that is when you take bundles of branches from the vine, and these bundles are 3 tefachim off of the karka, that's how high they are, and then the peel climbs onto these chavilis moros, and since the peel is now lifted up from the karka, 3 tefachim, that itself is called the kinyan akbah. The only problem I have is, what about hiniach kelim? That also should be the same as chavilis moros. What's the difference here that the Gemara needs chavilis moros to get the peel uplifted 3 tefachim from the ground? Why not just say kelim? Maybe kelim that are 3 tefachim high are a little bit rare, so it's not a common case. Of course, the question is, what about avonim? Would be enough if the lokeach would get the peel on top of stones, and the question would be whether the stones are part of Rishus HaRabim or part of someone's own Rishus HaYachid. Here we have a case of a simta, and that's this case of Chavile Zmoros. The Mishnah now tells us that Nechasim Shesha Machrayas, which is another phrase for Karka, because Karka has a Shibud on it, has Betichus, it guarantees the Chov on behalf of the Bal Chov, is Nikni Mekesef Ubishtar Chazok. There are 3 methods of Kinyan that operate effectively by Karka. That's Kesef, Shtar, and Chazoka. Kesef, we know, is the payment for the Karka. Shtar is the mocher writes a shtar on behalf of the kona, and he's being makna through this shtar his ownership on the karka. Or chazaka, like nal paratz ugader, where the buyer does some act, or perhaps makes a permanent change in the karka, and that's holchachas bailus, that's chazaka, and it works on behalf of the kona to acquire ownership on the karka. What about nechasim she'ein lem achrayis, meaning metaltalin? Is enom niknim ela b'meshicha. And meshicha would probably be a category here of what we call a kinyan yad, where the metaltalin go from one hand to the other. Notice that in the case of metaltalin, all you have is meshicha. You don't have kesef, you don't have shtar, you don't have chazaka. So let's analyze this halacha that metaltalin only have the kinyan meshicha. The Mishnah says nechasim shein lem achrayis. We're talking about metaltalin. Niknim im nechasim sheisha machrayis bekesef ubeshtar chazaka. meaning that you could use any of the three methods that operate effectively with regard to karka, and you can be koneh the metaltelin agav karka. So this is the famous kinyan of agav, and the Gemara is going to analyze where we know this from, that you don't have to make a direct kinyan on the metaltelin since you're being machne karka, and the metaltelin's in the karka, agav karka, the buyer acquires ownership over the metaltelin. The Mishnah concludes with the words v'zokakin es hanachosim sheshem achrayis lishov alehem. Even though there's no shvu on karkos, but if there was a tviya on both karka and metaltelin, since there's a shvua regarding the metaltelin, you can be megalgal the shvu and extend it even to the karka. So again, if there was a tviya on karkos and only on karkos, there would be no shvua because ein nishban al karkos. But if he already became chayev shvua on a tviyas metaltelin, then memele has to be nishba, or the tovea can be forced the nitba to be nishba even on the karkos. The Gemara now asks bekesef midol, and how do we know the kinyan kesef by karka? Amar chizki amar kra sados. This is in the parasha in Yirmi alamid beis sados by kesef yiknu. The emphasis here is being kona a soda with kesef. But the Gemara has a problem. The Ema ad the ikashtar. It's possible that a buyer will not have complete smichus das. He will not rely on this kinyan, even though he paid the money, but he didn't get any sort of proof of payment. He's got to get a shtar. And not only that, the seifa of this pasuk that we started with, Solos Bekesef Yitnu, ends with the words Uksov ba Sefer v'chasov, and it should be written and recorded in a sefer, meaning on a shtar. Kosov b'sefer means it should be written on a shtar, v'chasov means it should be signed. So you see clearly from the sefer that you need shtar. So why do you tell me that kesef is an independent kinyan? The Gemara answers, it depends how you read the words of the pasuk. Iksiv yiknu basof. Had the Torah written the word yiknu at the end, then kidaka amrit, you would be right that you would require together with the kesef shtar. And when you have the kesef followed up by shtar, then you can be kona the karka. Hashad iksiv yiknu meikara. If you look carefully at the words of the pasuk, it's sados ba kesef. And then it says, uksov ba sefer v'chasov. In the middle, is the Tanakh wedges in the word yiknu. And what does that mean? Yiknu me'ikara. Pasuk put the word yiknu a little bit earlier in the pasuk, before it mentions the kinyan shtar, to sort of wedge between the kinyan kesef and the kinyan shtar and separate the two, in order to teach us that kesef koni, that you can have an independent kinyan of kesef alone, shtar is a separate halacha l'raya bi'almuhu. It's only that the mocher gives the kona a proof of purchase as a raya on the kinyan. The kinyan was effectuated with kesef. The buyer has a right to a document that attests to the fact that he acquired ownership on this piece of real estate, and that's called a shtar raya. Amar Rav, Rav says the following: Lo shanu ela b'makom shein kosev es hashtar. When you talk about kesef as an independent kinyan on karka, that's only because in that area the minig was not to write a shtar. But if avol b'makom shein kosev es hashtar, then lo kana. If the general custom in that area is to write a shtar, then the lokech doesn't have gemiris das unless he gets the shtar. So the kinyan is not clinched with kesef alone. The Gemara now adds that even in a place where they usually write a shtar, there still is a possibility of being kona with kesef without a shtar, v'parish. If the lokech spells it out, explicitly makes a statement, He'll decide whether he wants to be kohen with a kesef or he wants a shtar. Is parish? If he goes ahead, the lokech, and he says, you know what? I would like to be kohen with kesef without shtar, or with shtar without kesef. Is all that is valid? Ki had Rav Idi bar Ovin, when Rav Idi bar Ovin, ki zoven ara, he bought a piece of karka. Omar, he told the sellers, if I so desire that the kinyan should be with kesef, that's where the kinyan should be. But if I would rather prefer to be kona b'shtar, ikni, he'll be kona b'shtar. The reason why the Kona wants to allow himself the possibility of being Kona with Kesef alone is because perhaps the seller will have second thoughts about selling, and then he'll want to be Mavato the Mekach. He'll say, I don't want it. But the answer is that since the Lokeach paid up the money, and so far the Shtar hasn't gotten to his hands, I can say, the Lokeach could say, I declare that I want this Kinyan with Kesef, and with Kesef alone. I paid good money for this, the Kark is mine. He cannot be Mavato the Mekach after it's already Chal. If I want to purchase this Kark with Shtar, then so be it. Which gives me more of a chance to be chozer. Maybe even I paid up the money, but I want to have a shtar. I didn't get the shtar yet. I can be mevatel the mekach. I can I can rescind my agreement to enter into this sale. The Mishnah has a kinyan in the case of karka, not only bekesef, but also bishtar and bechazaka binolan. How do we know the karka is nicknames bishtar? Ilema mishum dechsiv. Yirmiyah says in the same chapter we discussed earlier that after the Churban, it's a good time to buy up sados uksov vasefer uksom va'ed edim, which means that on this kinyan of karka, write a shtar, sign the shtar with two edim. Ve'ah amrit. And if you'll ask, we already learned in the previous sugya, shtar raya bi'almahu. So how could it be that from this very pasuk, which is addressing a shtar as a raya, we can derive the halach of shtar as a kinyan? The Gemara is not willing to assume that if shtar operates as a raya, then it would certainly operate as a kinyan. That's not true. Maybe it's only good for a raya. That's what the nature of shtar, but not for a kinyan. Ella, mehach, you have to rather substitute a different pasuk. Ve'ekach as sefer mikna. This sefer mikna is a shtar. And with this shtar, Yirmiyo is going to buy karka. But what we see clearly from this is that there's a kinyan shtar in karkos. Amar Shmuel lo shnar lo b'shtar matana al b'shtar mecher lo kanat sheyite lo damim. Let's say, for example, Reuven wants to give a gift to Shimon, a gift of karka. So he gives him a shtar matana, and he's makne to his friend. He gives his friend this piece of karka matana through the shtar. But in a case where he's selling the karka, lo konat sheyite lo damim, no one can purchase something in an irreversible way if he's doing so, he hasn't paid the damim yet. The shtar on the karka is only a halfway measure. It's got to have damim. In other words, the mocher and the lokeach don't have gemiras das until there was not only shtar but also damim. So we see that kinyan shtar alone, according to Shmuel, is not effective as a kinyan on karka without kesef. The mocher wants his money; he's not going to have gemiras das till he gets his money, even though he writes a shtar. Masiv Rav Nuna. B'shtar ketzel, I'm going to prove to you that shtar itself is a valid method of kinyan, and you don't have to pay damim. Kosav lo al haniyor al acheres afol pi she ein b'hem shavapruta sadai mechur lecha sadai nesuna lecha harezu mechur nesuna. You see here that there's a kinyan shtar, and we're talking about a case of not only matana but even mecher. And how can Shmuel say that in addition to shtar you need to give kesef, but shtar alone is not a kinyan? Who mosiv lavu mefarik lo? It was Rav Hamnuna who asked this question. Rav Hamnuna offers an answer to this question. The mocher sadeu mipnei rasa. The reason why shtar is effective without kesef is because this is an unusual case. This is the exception to the rule. It's a situation where somebody is holding on to karka, and it's really rasa, it's really in bad shape, it's been inundated, whatever it might be, and therefore he wants to pawn it off, he wants to sell it as urgently as he can. And now he would like to clinch the das of the lokeach in such a way that the mekach is irreversible, the lokeach has no right to back down. Now how does that achieve? By giving a shtar. So once the seller gave a shtar, and he's very eager to sell, and the koneh, from his part, accepted the shtar, that itself clinches the kinyan in such a way that no one can be chozer bo, not the mocher, not the lokeach. Clearly you see that this gemir stas with a shtar alone and independently. Again, only in this case, which is an exceptional case of roasa. If it had been other mechiros, then Shmuel would agree that shtar itself alone would not be a koneh. You need to pay the money. The mocher is not going to be gomer das lahaknis unless he gets paid for whatever he's selling. So again, even though the shtar is being given over, and in the case of rasa, that itself would clinch the kinyan, but in other mechiros, Shmuel's of the opinion that shtar alone cannot be koneh. You need shtar plus kesef. Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi has a different answer to defend Shmuel from this brisa. The brisa is not talking about two different stories, two different cases, namely mecher and matana, but rather in one case of matana, the matana bikesh litnolo, the makne wanted to give the kone a gift of karka, v'loma kosav lo. Why did he write to him in the shtar loshon mecher? He wrote sodai mechuro lecha, even though he's giving it as a matana. Kedei liyapos es kocho, in order to give strength to the makabel and lefareish nosim makabel atzmachrais al matana, that the giver, the makna himself, accepted achrayus on this gift. That if the balchov will come and confiscate the karka in the hands of the lokeach, or in this case I should call him the makabel, then the makabel now has recourse to get reimbursed from his mocher. And why? Because the mocher is miyapa kocho by giving him a shtar, even though a shtar itself would normally, according to Shmuel, not be kona without kesef. Nosei matana gave a shtar, and he wrote on the shtar, sodei mechur lecha. Now, why would he write sodei mechur lecha if it's a matana? The answer is he wanted to give the makabel a yipui koach, that he should be able to get back his money from the nosei, in an event that the balchov of the nosei collects this karka. The Mishnah goes on and says, "B'chazaka, frak the Gemara minola." And how do we know that karka is nicknames because of Rachizki or Makra, also Pasuk in Yirmiyahu and Novi, in the context of Gedaliah ben Achikam, who told those who were left in Eretz Yisrael after the Golus Bavel, "Ushvu biarechem asher tefastem." What does it mean? You should remain in your cities that you have, so to speak, taken possession, you've grabbed them. Bameh tefastem b'yeshiva. The way that you can create a kinyan is by settling the land. That's what we call chazaka.
the Bei Rav Yishmael Tana, it says when Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to the people about Kibush Eretz Yisrael, V'yirishtem Osavi Shavtim Ba, Bameh Yirishtem B'yeshiva, you can make a Kinyan Chazaka of Yeshiva B'karka, and we see that Kinyan Chazaka is effective by Karka. The Mishnah says, Eilem Achrayis, a nickname, El of Mashiach, and as Metaltalim requires a Mashiach for Kinyan, Minona, we know this, the Chsiv, the Pasuk says, V'chi Timkru, Mimkar, Le Amisecha, O Kano, Miyad Amisecha. Miyad means, Dovra Nikne, Miyad Liyad, something that's you can transfer ownership by giving it from one Yad to the other, that's called Mashiach. Now, the Gemara has explained our Mishnah, according to Reish Lakish, that Mashicha is effective in Metalton as a Kenyan Minat Torah. The question is, what about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, Diomar, Dvar Torah Mos, Konos, on a Doraisa level, there is a Kenyan Kesef, even on Metaltalin. So if that be the case, Mashiach is not a Kenyan. Is Michael a Meimar? I mean, after all, the Mishnah says that there's a Kenyan Mashiach and it's Konam in a Torah. Isn't that against Rabbi Yochanan who says that Dvar Torah Mos Konos? And the Gemara explains, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Tana Takanta Derabbanan Ktoni. When the Mishnah speaks about a Kenyan Kesef, we're talking about a Kenyan Doraisa, because Midoraisa, you can be Kona with Kesef. Why then does the Mishnah mention Mashicha? The answer is, they made a Takana. And they wanted to say that the Kenyan Kesef that works Midoraisa Metaltalin no longer is effective. You need a Kenyan kind of Mashicha Yad Liyad. And why would they mavatal the Kenyan Kesef, which the Torah recognized, because maybe a person will buy something, and then when they deliver the goods are bad. Adam kona chefetz hayideshi shalim olav miblisha viro lirshuso. In other words, a person pays money for the object. The object still finds itself in the closed, protected rishus of the mocher. In such a case, what's going to happen if a fire breaks out? Let's say, for example, the mocher has the metaltalin in a flammable area, and as a result, a fire burst out. On the one hand, the lokeach paid up the money to the mocher, and now the mocher is sitting pretty on the money. The chefetz has not been delivered into the hands of the mocher. A fire breaks out, and now the mocher is not going to really do much to try to save these objects because they no longer belong to him. He's already acquired, he's already given them, transferred ownership on them to the lokeach through kesef. Now the chachom will mevatel the kinyan kesef. And they established that until the Mashiach was made in the Lokech, now as the Chafetz, and he could watch the Chafetz. And if there was no Mashiach on the Chafetz, then the Mocher should be watching the Chafetz. But you know what? Maybe the Mocher won't be watching it so carefully, because it's not his if the Kesef Kinyan was valid, but the Rabbanon undermined the validity of Kinyan Kesef, and in that way, the Lokeach has to create a Kinyan Mashicha, and through this Mashicha, he will be Kone, and again, if there's any Sreifa, he'll certainly take care of it, he'll be very careful about it. Now we get to Kinyan Agav, Nechasim Shein Lemachrayis, Nikdim im nechasim sheish achrayis bekesef shtar chazokas. You made one of the various kinyonim on the karka, and you were kone the metaltalin agav karka. Again, it only works in one direction. Only through karka can you be kone metaltalin. but not the other way around.
The pasuk describes the gifts that Yehoshaphat gave to his children. Rabos lekesef ulezav lemigdanos im are mitzuros or mevutzaros, we would call it. Be Yehuda. This happened in Yehuda. So what does it mean, im are mitzuros? It means together with a kinyan karka. He was makne to his children. Metaltolin, right? Kesef zov mcdonos agav mitzuros agav karka. Iboil who the Gemara is a suffix be inon tziburin olo. Where are the metaltolin that are being transferred through or agav the karka? If they are tziburin, the Gemara says that I can understand. There's one kinyan that's being done to the karka, which expands and incorporates the metaltolin as well. Oh, lo, maybe we don't need tziburin. You could have metaltolin out in China, and I can make a kinyan here in Yerushalayim on karka, and that kinyan of karka will be chal vis-a-vis the metaltolin so far away. And there's no tziburin. Oh, Rav Yosef, Toshma, I have a Mishnah in Peah. And in this Mishnah, there's an entire list of things that require. So in this list where you need karka, Rabbi Akiva says a karka culture, even the smallest parcel of land, is sufficient. For example, the chiv peyo, you have to own karka, and then you have to leave the corner for the aniyim. No matter how small the land is, there's no shear, it's no minimum shear. Rabbi Akiva says you chayev in peya. Or, for example, bikurim. That means if you grew, let's say you had a tree on a very small parcel of land, and you grew olives on it or so, then, or grapes, if it was a farm, then you would have to give bikurim from Shivas HaMinim, even though the karka is minuscule. And if you turn now to the Afchavav Amid Beis, Lichtov Alev Prusbol, there's halacha that when the Malveh wants to protect himself from Shemitah's Ksofim in the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, meaning to protect himself from losing his rights to collect the Chov, he could take his Shtaros and give it over to Bezdin and say, you collect the Chov on my behalf. But that's only meaningful if a certain condition is fulfilled, namely that the Lova himself, from whom the money is meant to be collected, owns karka. Because otherwise, if there's no shibud, who would want to take someone's star and collect it on his behalf when there's no betichus, there's no security? But for that, Rabbi Kiva says, all you need is a karka koldu. Also on the list is liknos imun achosim shein lamach rayas. If you want to be kone metaltin al-gav karka, all you need is a very minuscule parcel of land. And certainly that parcel of land is not sufficient for the tziburin to pile up the metaltin on top of that land. So that's going to be the raya. I'll read to you the language of Rav Yosef. He amrit debeinon. Tziburin is kosher l'maychazi. How can you take a chefetz, the metaltel, and put it on a minuscule parcel of land? Now, before we see the Gemara slug up of this raya, I just want to point out to you that Rashi rejects a girsa that speaks about vidui masros. In the case of bikurim, the declaration is ve'es ha'adama asher nasato li, which clearly means you have to own karka. You're making a declaration that it's my karka, and I'm bringing bikurim for my karka. Not so in the case of maser. In the case of maser, it says in the pasuk es ha'adama asher nasato lanu, which means the adama that was given to klali. So it doesn't mean that I have private ownership. So you can't accept the girsa of vidui masros that in maser you need to have a piece of karka. You don't have to have a piece of karka. For example, if I buy fruits from you, I have to be mafresh maser, even though I have no karka whatsoever. I don't own even a small parcel of karka. So that case of masus cannot be listed in this mishnah. Anyway, getting back to the raya again, if it's a karka kolshu, how can you have tzibur and tigmar of Shmuel bar Bisna kameder of Yosef kigon shenoatz bar machat in the smallest parcel of land? He was able to put a machat down, and he's being mocher the small parcel of land together with the machat in a kinyan agav. And therefore, it might be a case of tziburin. Omelier of Yosef kavaston. Rashi says, "Tziartoni, you know, you made me a little upset because ichpal tanalim ute lashmeinon machat." This whole discussion in the Mishnah is to tell you a case of machat. Omer Avashi man lemelon delotolaba marganisa deshavi alfa zuzi. Maybe on top of this machat he hung some sort of very precious pearl or diamond, whatever jewel it was. And therefore the Mishnah wants to tell you that in such a case, by being machat to that little tiny limited parcel of land, he could use that as a kinyan agav, as a base to be machat there the very expensive marganisa that's on the small parcel of land. So the Gemara at this point is protecting, you know, I guess the position or the agenda here, that you really do require tziburin, even though the Mishnah mentions kolshu, a karka kolshu. But you could have a mitzius of tziburin and karka kolshu. Now the Gemara tries to bring a second raya, that maybe you could be kona kinyan agav karka, but you need tziburin. Toshma, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Maisa b'Madoni Echad. There was a person who came from Madon, Shahayu b'Yushalayim, Shahayu lo metaltel in Harbe. He had many, many, you know, barrels of wine, and he had different sheep, a whole flock of sheep. Ubikesh litno matana. He wanted to urgently give it as a gift. Amru lo ein lo takana ad sheyaknem al gabei karka. He should use a kinyan agav. But again, he doesn't have any karka to sell. So how can he have karka for an agav to give this gift of all this multitudes, this massive amount of metaltolin? Ma'asa holof akana beis sela. And the Gemara thinks that beis sela is absolutely minuscule. It's the size of a sela. Maybe it's a stone. A cell as a stone with a little spitz on top. And it was somach Yishalayim v'yomar, and he declares, Tzfoni zeh liploni, v'imo tzon me'atzon u'me'achavios v'mes v'kimu es dvar. So he was machna, this massive amount of metaltolin, agav, a northern part of a cella. I mean, obviously, we're talking about a minuscule, and not only that, it's so sharp at the point that you couldn't possibly put the metalfel on top. And vice versa, you don't need tziburin. The e-armit to be inon tziburin is base sela lamai chazi, something that's as large as the size of a sela of a certain coin. What can you do with that? I mean, you can't put 100 sheep or barrels of wine onto this tippy base cella. So the Gemara answers, no, that's no proof. Maybe in fact we do require tziburin. Mi savras base cella, you think is a cella mamish? It's really a small area. My cella, the nafish tuva, but rather the word cella could mean a very large shetach of land. Amai korle sela. Why is it called a sela? Base sela. The kashi kisela. He got a cheap deal on a piece of very arid, dry land that was tough as rocks. You know, well, we have here and there still lots of rocky areas, and he used that by giving a tzfoni, a northern part, together with all these metals to the kinyan agav to be machnit to the makabel matona. So you see that it's very possible that you need tziburin. It's one kinyan, a maisa kinyan, that's chal vis-a-vis both the karka and the metalta. You need it to be tziburin. I, over here, he gave him all this massive amount of metalta and agav, a piece of land that was the size of a cell. The Gemara says, no, it was tough like a rock, but it was a massive area of land. and therefore you require tziburim. Tashma, another case. The Rav Maisa b'yodam echad, a story of someone who wanted to be maknas am chafotzim, and he didn't have much time left to do it, because according to one opinion, he was a chola that was about to die in Yerushalayim. And therefore, if we hold like Rabbi Eliezer, whose opinion it is that there's no such thing as a matnas chivira that doesn't require a kinyan as a bari, there's an absolute requirement that you must have a kinyan. The amrile, others say bari hoya, and therefore he needed a kinyan, and obviously there's no halacha of amira shchivmira, divrei shchivmira, because he's a healthy guy, and that's the sheet of the Rabbanon, that divrei shchivmira kiksuvim kimsurim dami. Had he been a chola that he was no telemaves, he wouldn't need a maisa kinyan. Anyway, he had a massive amount of metaltalin, and he wanted to give them over as a matana. Amru lo, ein lo takana ad sheyaknem al gavi karka. The only kinyan that he could use is agav. He can employ a kinyan agav. He makne him massive amount of metaltalin. Agav karka mas al falokach base rova. Well, this is a more massive area of land. So, Yerushalayim, v'yomar, tefach al tefach leploni. Ah, I'm being maknet to ploni, a very small area, tefach on a tefach, square tefach. V'imo me'atzon u'me'achovios. In such a case, the kinyan is valid. Even though, again, the area that he's being maknet to him is tefach al tefach, and yet that's enough for a kinyan aga. The kibuch hacham is dvarav, that it, in fact the kinyan is effective, and the makabel received all its own and all the chavios. E amit says the gemara to be in tziburin tevach al tevach my chazi. It's such a small area, one square tevach. How is it possible that he would have been able to put all this massive amount of sheep and barrels onto a tefach, an area of tevach al tevach? It must be that there's such a thing as a kinyan agav, which circumvents the requirement of tziburin. Is hachamai askin? And the gemara says, no, there's no proof. What's the case? Lidme. It wasn't a case that he was giving 100 barrels of wine or whatever it was, and 100 sheep. He was giving the value of that sheep and those barrels, and it was real currency. He was giving him mos. The mos were worth the me'atzon and the me'achavios. And it's very possible that amount of money, those coins, could be tziburin, could be even on shetach of tefach al tefach. You can pile up, you know, or put down a bag of a massive amount of money in it. Hachinam mistabrin, I want to prove to you that it's logical to assume that in this case we are in fact talking about a dmei case, a domim case, and he's being mocked in the mos, the payment. If he was giving this gift of metaltal and mamish, is nikninu niela b'chalipa? What's the big headache over here? Why do they say in lo, the Chacham told him, in lo takana, unless you do it with a kinyan agav? Why do you need a kinyan agav? Use a kinyan with the kinyan chalipa. Chalipa works for both karka and metaltalin. So what happens here is that the mocher receives from the kone, or I should say the nose matana receives from the kabo matana, a chefet, some sort of a kli, which he makes a mashich on, and through that the chalipin works. And all the metaltalin are now transferred over to the Mekabel Matana. So if this be the case, the only logical explanation as to why this entire Braisa circumvents and omits mention of a Kinyan Chalipa, which would have been the simplest solution to the problem, is obviously because we're dealing with dummy, with hard currency. And the Gemara about Metzian Azov establishes that Ein Matbea Nikmei Bechalipin.
So the Gemara says, Elamai, what are you going to tell me, Lidami? The case was that he wanted to be Machnim Domim, and he did it Agav Karka, is Niknidua Niyalei B'Meshicha.
Why couldn't he be Machnim B'Meshicha? These Domim, why did he need this bombastic Kinyan of Karka, and he had to go out and buy Karka?
So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Nikninu Niale B'Meshicha? He could have done Meshicha Namos.
Ela to less the Makal Matona. The Makal Matona is not to be found anywhere. So you want to tell me he should do a Meshicha? He's not around.
Hachanami to lessa L'Makal Matona.
And therefore the question is, why he wasn't be makne him B'Chlipin that we asked earlier? This is the first question. The second question was, why didn't he use Meshicha? Now we're asking, why didn't he employ Chalipin? And basically we can answer both questions by saying that we're talking about a case where he's not there to do the Kinyan Metaltolin.
The less olimakav matana, in other words, the nosei matana wants to clinch this deal without the makav matana's presence,
and if that be the case, there's no way of doing meshicha, and for that matter, there's no way of doing chalipin.
So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Okay, the makav matana is not around. But in his kinu, niale, agavacher, let's find somebody else in the local, amongst the local population, and he'll actually implement the maisa meshicha, the maisa chlipin.
Why are you telling me that the only way out here is agav?
Is the answer is, lo somcha daite, that the makabel is not going to be so mikdas on somebody else who represents him. That somebody else may take advantage of the situation and pocket the prophets, the tzon, and the chavilos for himself. The chavilos for himself.
Why is that? Sovar shomit v'yachaluhu. It's like the case where I send a shliach to mekadesh mi'anish, and I have to be afraid that the shliach may turn around and decide he wants to marry her for himself.
Here also, somebody steps up to facilitate the matana from the nosen, and he wants to volunteer his services to function as an agent and be mezake the makabel matona shelo b'fano. The answer is the makabel matona has no smichus das on this fellow. With all due respect,
v'yela mai ein lo takana.
But now we see that there's so many different options here. There's chalipin as a possibility. There is Meshicha as a possibility. We don't need a Kinyan Agav.
So what did the Gemara, what did the Chazal tell him when they said, Ein lo takono ela b'Kinyan Agav?
Hachi kamar. This is what they meant. L'may delo somcha daite.
Since the Makabel Maton has no smichus das when others want to represent him and the others want to make a Kinyan Meshicha, is therefore Ein lo takono.
What's the takana? The only takana is that she yaknem al gabi karka with a kinyan agav.
And there he doesn't have to be choshesh that others will come forward and take possession here. If the others are doing meshicha, they may pocket it for themselves. But if it's a case not of meshicha, but a case of agav, so we don't need anybody else. The mocher could pull off this kinyan without the lokeach.
When the Chazal said "Ein lo takana ela b'kinyan agav," they meant if we have reason to assume that the lokeach would not be somech on anyone else because he's afraid that they'll abscond with the possessions, so then their meshicha will not be kona. And therefore, we have only the option of agav.
But enochinami, if lu yitzuyer, we have reason to believe that we call up the lokeach and he says, "Yeah, please, somebody represent me." Then enochinami, we can be kona through meshicha. We don't need a kinyan agav.
The Gemara now brings another raya that in kinyan agav we need tziburin.
Toshma, the Mishnah says, "Ma'isu sheni ma'isa, b'ram gamliel uskenim sheyubom v'sfina." Rav Gamliel remembered that he had Peros of Tevel, and he didn't appoint anyone in his household to be mafresh, the Trumas of Mises. He was afraid to leave the Tevel there. Maybe somebody would eat it and be nichshal in a very serious chi of Misa v'dei Shemayim of Achilas Tevel. And that year was the third year, or the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, and there was a chiyuv of being mafresh, not only Maaser Rishon, which is every year of the sixth cycle, but in addition, Maaser Sheni, which replaces Maaser Ani, Maaser Ani, which replaces Maaser Sheni of 1, 2, 4, and 5. Amar Lehem Ram Gamliel is Kanim. Amongst them was Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania and Rabbi Akiva, Isur, 1/10 of my fruits. Shani Asid Limod, which in the future I will be mafrish when I get back home, is Maaser Rishon for the Levi. And it's given over to Yehoshua, because Yehoshua is a Levi, Yeshua ben Hanania. And now he was Misakein Maaser Rishon for the Levi. Umekomo Muskerlo. So that's good. Now, through the schirus of the karka that's underneath the Maaser Rishon, Yoshua could be kone biagav the peros of Maaser, and it's clear that the metaltalin in this case are tziburin. It's actual tziburin, because he says makomo means the makom peros is muskarlo. And again, he gave him a pruta. Isur Akher Shani Yosef Lom Nosel Loli Akiv Ben Yosef. Akiv Ben Yosef was the collector on behalf of the Aliyim, the Gabai, Kadei Sheizke Bo Laniim Umakomo Muskar Lo Shmar Mino Beinin Tziburin. If he didn't need Tziburin, then he wouldn't have to be so medagdeg to be Maknim the Mokom where the Maestros were. You know, the Karka underneath the Maestros. Apparently he needed Tziburin. The Gemara rejects this raya, and the Gemara says, "Shani hasam ki hechi delo litrachinu." What does this mean? That when they would get home, they won't have to run and take out the maestros, which are munachim here and not there. It would be a very smooth kind of transaction. He was mocked in the muck on the maestros, and now he can just simply. You know, they have a place where their maestros are located, and they already have a schiris on that makom, and that makes it absolutely simple. Okay, Rabbos, so we're here now on the top of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and B'li Neder will continue tomorrow.